G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 4. I'm John Barker. Joining me, as usual, the old gang's back together, the Three Stooges, for the first time in several months. Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio, and well, who wouldn't want to be recording a podcast about the return to Eagle Farm? So long awaited. It just seems like last century that we last raced at Eagle Farm. But Joel, there are worries on the horizon in the form of some very black clouds.
Yeah, Saturday, I think they're going to get a stack of rain. So it's just going to be very interesting to see how this track plays. You know, they were a little bit cautious that the track might not cope with all the racing. It's going to be starting so early, and now they're going to cop rain with it, so it could get well chopped up. So it could be a very interesting day. Hopefully at least they get through the meeting and the track is still in good enough order to run next week's Super Saturday.
Yes, well, we certainly at Winning Post will be praying that they get through the meeting, because otherwise no doubt we'll be looking at about 12 races for the following Saturday, if indeed that goes ahead. But look, let's just hope for the best, and we will proceed as though there is no doubt about going ahead. Carl, have you got a top mud lark for us in the Group 1 Queensland Oaks on Saturday?
Well, it's actually funny. The horse that I am tipping in the Queensland Oaks, it has raced on a heavy track before and has failed. I'm putting that down to the fact that it might have come to the end of her preparation at that stage, and so is the trainer as well. But that's the only concern with my top selection. So it's a bit of a concern, but I think there's a fair chance this meeting might get pulled off as well. It's it's not out of the question, particularly all the rain on Friday as well as Saturday morning.
Yes, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but first of all, we need to go through all these eight races at Eagle Farm, because we've got fantastic fields, we've got black type all day, and let's hope that we do go ahead. Race one, Brackenridge Tavern, The Phoenix, a cutest two-year-old plate, 1,400 metres at a set weights. Joel, a listed event.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Charnley River. He's still a maiden. He got rolled in a maiden, I think, at $1.30 last start. He was four wide the trip and wasn't given a great ride. He's finally drawn a decent barrier, so hopefully we might see him show a bit more on Saturday. I've got him ahead of One Archives, Three Jericho. I think they're clearly the two hardest to beat. And next best, number 12, Two Shoes.
Similar numbers for me. I've gone with Charnley River as well. I was taken by the debut performance. It was a bit of a whisper that Warham's brother was just as good, and he certainly showed that on debut, but he was ridden forward first up this campaign, and a few things have just not gone right since. Hoping at around about $18 he can get the job done from One Archives, Three Jericho and Four Redoubtable.
Race two at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Amgro Lightning Handicap, 1,000 metre listed event, Joel.
Tough race. I've gone four feline. She handles soft ground. She's got a good winning record and she's trialled well with Hugh Bowman to ride, so ticks a few boxes. I've got her ahead of One Into the Red and Three Shamalia, both drawn wide, but both chances, and 10 Glenbourne Dame might be a bit of an improver.
I've got 10 Glenbourne Dame on top. It was a good winner first up, and then last time raced wide from a wide barrier, best forgiven that run. Wet track form's excellent. Daughter of Shamadale, they generally handle the wet, so I've got her on top from four felines, who resumes from a spell and is a noted first up performer. Two Bo Rudd, the Victorian sprinter, who's particularly good over these short course distances. And for fourth, I've put in One Into the Red.
Race three at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Pages Event Equipment Hire Eagle Farm Cup, formerly known as the PJ O'Shea Stakes. This is a Group 2 at standard weight for age over 2,200 metres, worth 250,000.
I've tipped number 8, Provocative. I think she can win the Oaks if she gets a run. This is obviously a tougher race, taking on older males, but I'll tip her without as much confidence as I would have about her in the Oaks. 4, Morris in for second, 1, Mighty Lucky for third, and 5, Ox Stock and Barrel for fourth.
4, Morris on top for me. He just loves the wet. Two starts and heavy for two wins. It was a good win two starts ago, and then got back from the outside barrier, took off around about the 600, peaked on the run at the 200 when it looked the winner, and I thought the effort in that Doomin Cup was quite good. Fifth in that race, beaten just under 2 lengths from our Ivanhoe. So got four Morris on top from five, Box Stock and Barrel, who just beat Morris home in that race. It's another one that doesn't mind the give in the ground. Third number 8, Provocative, who $7.50, it's a decent each way quote about her in this against the older horses, but some of these older horses perhaps don't have as much potential as her. And for fourth, number one, Mighty Lucky.
Fun fact about the Eagle Farm Cup, 15 of the past 16 winners have come off a top five finish at their previous start. So that'll certainly help you, given that all eight runners finished in the first five at their previous start on Saturday. Race four at Eagle Farm, Landfill Logistics Daybreak Lover, Acutus three-year-old plate, this one at set weights and penalties, 1,400 metre listed event.
And a scratching just come through of number one, Takedown, who probably would have been favourite, and they're going straight to the Stradbroke now that he has got a run since the order of entry was released, I think, on Wednesday. So my numbers are 11, Sulphur Song, who I was tipping anyway. She had no room to wind up last time out. Her previous run at the Gold Coast Guineas behind Takedown was excellent, so I think she'll be tough to beat from six perfect there. 10, Salmanazar in for third. Didn't beat much, but did it very easily last time. I think he's got a bit of ability. And number 12, Kimberly Starr, likes the wet in for four.
Sulphur Song on top for me as well. Placed in the Mick Dipman, the Gold Coast Guineas before that luckless run in the Fred Best. 1,400 should suit, and if she runs well, she'll probably back up in the Queensland Guineas in 7 days' time over the mile. So got her ahead of number nine, the Virginian, who won quite easily at the Gold Coast in Class 1 company last time. It does have a little bit of upside, this horse, and draws kindly for Blake Shin from Barrier 5. Third, I'll put in number 12, Kimberly Starr, and fourth, number 6, Perfect Dare.
First leg of the Quaddie at Eagle Farm on Saturday, race 5, Design Line Graphics, One Mo Stakes, 1,200 metres for fillies and mares at listed level, Joel.
I've gone 17 of Molina. Look, it's a tricky mare's race. I think she's ready to win, though. Both of her runs have been pretty good. She's been a bit slow to begin, and if she is a bit slow to begin again, unless she's drawn one, she should be able to kick up and get into a good spot. Whether that's the place to be at this time of the day, who knows, but I'm with her to beat 5, Madotti, smart 3-year-old filly, 8, Echo Gel, she'll find this easier than the BTC Cup, and 17, Sagarone, look for her to be charging home late.
Yeah, open race. I've gone with 18, Serenade, trained by Michael Moroney here at Flemington. 1 second up from a spell at Ballarat. And the performances in stakes grade since have been good. Third at Moorfield Parks in the Nitschke, and then second at Doomben in the Bright Shadow. 3-year-old filly, got plenty of upside, and might just do the job here. Gets back in her races, can race handy, but I think she'll probably have a few in front of her from that barrier and hopefully overrun them out wide. So got her on top from 2, Miss Cover Girl, who certainly capable on wet ground, being unbeaten on heavy tracks. Third, number 4, Traveston Girl. I'm expecting her to be a bit of an improver at odds. I think her best form's good enough for this. And then for fourth, I've put in number 8, Echo Girl.
Second leg of the Quaddie at Eagle Farm on Saturday, and last roll of the dice for a few, aiming to get into the Stradbroke 7 days later, is race 6, the Mervac QTC Cup, a Group 2 over 1,300 metres, worth 175,000.
And just note, Art Lee has been scratched. Similarly, he is short of a run of a Stradbroke, so they're going to go straight there. Kaepernick also is in the Stradbroke now, so I wouldn't be surprised if he gets pulled out. They don't want to run him on a wet track, so he might come out. But if he runs, I've got him on top, but obviously a query if it's really wet. 3, Target in sight in for second, 1, Stratum Star for third, and 11, Spill the Beans for fourth.
Sure and Fast for me is a bit of odds. I thought his run in the Wagga Town Plate was quite good. He had a tendency to lay in over the concluding stages, which probably cost him the race. And then last time the BRC Sprint, a key lead-up race, he held his ground in behind them nicely for the fifth. The wet ground's the big key to him. You know, he's had 4 starts on rain-affected ground for 2 wins and a second. So he's certainly good enough, and I think he's the value in the race that around about 15-1. So I got him on top from 6, Kaepernick, an emphatic winner at Scone in the Hortensia Stakes. Third, number 4, Snippets Land, and the fourth, I've put in number 11, Spill the Beans.
The big one is race 7, third leg of the Quaddie at Eagle Farm. It is the Treasury Casino and Hotel Queensland Oaks. 2,400 metres at level weights for 3-year-old fillies. Group 1 worth $500,000.
Yeah, well, it's been a very wide market for this race for a long time. I think 12 horses were at $12 or less earlier in the week, so that tells you that it's a very tricky race. You can make a case for a lot of horses. I was very keen on Provocative. If she gets in, she's first emergency, so she's going to need a scratching. I think she'll be very tough to beat if she does get in. If not, I'm with 15, Romantic Maid. in good hands, trained by Roger James. Never been on the wet in New Zealand, interestingly, but she's by High Chaparral, and they usually love it, so I don't think that'll be an issue. 10 Dawny Perfect next best, then 14 Tabby Bay, and if you're looking for a fourth and Provocative is out, I'll make it Dumbarton, number 16.
I've got 14 Tabby Bay on top. Like the performance at Ballarat, two starts ago over the mile, and then the blinkers went on. The rise to 2,000 metres was certainly ideal, and she got back in a trawly run race. She sustained a run from the 600 into a headwind, and she was really good through the line. A great performance, full of merit. The time was quick, and rise to 2,400 shouldn't be an issue. By Lord Tavistock, he's obviously producing these staying winners over at ground, and Tabby Bay just looks to have a stack of upside, so she'll get back in the field. Damien Brown is quite a patient rider. I think he'll complement this filly and look for her running home out wide. The wet ground is the only point of concern. Just don't know if she had enough at the end of the campaign on Oaks Day. So got her ahead of number 12 Falkenberg, who flew home after bombing the start last time in the Roses. For third, I've put in Alaskan Rose. And the fourth, I've put in number 4 Imposing Lass.
Alrighty, the last at Eagle Farm on Saturday. And punters, would you please note that the race is to be held at 4:33 local time, not 4:37 as it was when acceptances came out, and as it was for indeed a day later. But brought forward 4 minutes just around about lunchtime on Thursday. Don't want to blame the Queenslanders for that. Could have been their TV partners that insisted on the change. But anyway, it is at 4:33, and it is the FKG Group Spear Chief Handicap 1500 metre listed race, Joel.
I've got number 11, Feltra. Opened up pretty decent odds. I think it's already come in a little bit. He's ticking over really well this time in. Came from last and made up good ground last start. Very good soft track record. One go on a heavy was pretty poor at the Sunshine Coast. That was really heavy. So it'd be a slight query if it got really heavy again on Saturday, but I think he'll run well. To beat 6 Federal, he's got the form through Music Magnate, and that's pretty standard, you know, certainly stands out. 1 High World in for third, wasn't far away in a Memsey last spring, and 4 Dances on Stars next best.
Backman for me. This horse won a couple of races in quick succession after being gelded. In fact, his most recent win came in Queensland in the Gold Coast Gold Market. He does draw wide, which is a little bit of an issue, but it might be the place to be by this time of the day. Handles wet ground, has won on heavy tracks, and I did like the way he finished off 2 starts going the hallmark behind Music Magnate. Perhaps run a little bit too close last time in the BRC sprint. So got Backman on top at a little bit of a price from 1 High World. Kieran McAvoy has, you know, ridden Backman for much of in recent times, and did ride High World last campaign. Probably had the choice between the two and has gone High World. So respecting that decision, and High World's unbeaten on heavy ground as well. Third, number 6 Federal, and for fourth I've put in number 13, Tantat Diamond.
All right, well, Joel, your value bet was Filter, race 8, number 11. What was your best at Eagle Farm?
It was Tina Molina, race 5, number 7.
Carl?
Value bet, race 8, number 3, Backman. And my best bet would be in the Eagle Farm Cup, which is Morris, race 3, number 4.
All righty, well, further south, we are backing up at Ladbrokes Park for the second successive Saturday. Last week on the lakeside track, this week the hillside. Got anything? Got any special horses for us there, John?
Yeah, don't mind the meeting. I made my best Rutigger in the last race, 9, number 12. Finished strongly in Adelaide last start behind Illustrious Lad. He looks ready third up. Probably get back from that gate, but hopefully I can run on and it'll be very hard to beat. I think Ben Mellon can ride a double, certainly. At least race 2, number 3, Yellen is my value bet. Very good return at Cranbourne with the big weight. 56.5 looks really good for her second up. You know, there's a few nice mares in it, but I think she showed with that fresh run that she's come back in superb order. And if you're looking for a bit of a roughie, race 8, I know Saboog and Jarlan, very hard to beat, but I like Get the Picture. I think he's a nice horse. I don't necessarily think he's going to be a stayer. They got him up to some ground in the spring. But I think 1,300 first up is really suitable. He'll be a big price. I think he can run well.
My best bet is Rutigger, and my value bet is Yellen. So we didn't speak before the show, but
And launch on that all up.
Yeah, Rutigger I thought was great in Adelaide. I backed Duke of Brunswick in that race, but on that race. I think it's hard to see Duke of Brunswick beating Rutiger home. Third up should be Peking. Ben Noam's got a great affiliation with the horse, and he's got a great affiliation with Yellen. Yellen was a good winner at the start of last campaign and holds its form generally when it strikes a good run first up. So yeah, I think they're the two. To give another one a bit different, San Amaro. 1,000 metres might be short of his best, but did show plenty of good ability as a three-year-old. The two recent trials at Cranbourne have been quite good. So San Amaro around about $10 might be one just at each way price.
Well, it shows what sort of a fool I am, because my best was, in fact, Duke of Brunswick, who can't possibly beat Rutiger in the last. I certainly am respecting Rutiger as the danger. So that could be a Quinella 5 and 12 in the last, and my value bet was race 5, number 8, Secret Blend. Rose Hill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and might get a bit moist there as well, Joel.
Yeah, shaping like it's going to be probably heavy there, so could get a number of scratchings and perhaps some form turnarounds. I made my best King's Troop. Now, he's in two races still, race 2, number 1, against the 3-year-olds with 58, and he's in the last with 54 against the older horses, and I like him in the last. So, look, if he runs in race 2, he's a chance, but he's my best bet in the last. I think it'd be really hard to beat. And my value was Fig Tree, although he's about $5.50. I thought he might have got better than that. But race 7, number 8, he won on the heavy in town last prep, and he hit the line really nicely behind Le Cordon Bleu second up, so he looks just about ready.
Best bet, race 9, number 5, Paint. Good last start, winner over 1,200 at Rose Hill. Faces a similar task here. The thing I liked most about that last start win was that it was able to take a sit from barrier 4, settle in behind them off a slow speed, but still quick and nicely, and give them a little bit of wind burn and win by half a length. Faces a similar task from barrier 3, and I think it can dash home in the straight past them. Value bet is race 8, number 10, Very Delicious. I'm actually a little bit disappointed by the price. I thought it'd be a little bit longer than $6.50, but Very Delicious loves wet ground, looking for the extra distance, and she steps up to 1,800 metres for the first time here. The other one worth mentioning, race 4, number 8, Gamblestown. That's at $16. That's probably a more legitimate value bet. Pulled up lame last time, certainly capable of better. And the first up run this campaign at Wyong was just sensational. So on his best form, he'll go close.
Okay, and Carl, we're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville, and for your best, you give us race 6, number 4, The New Boy.
Yeah, love this horse, The New Boy. He's just so genuine, gives his all up in the pace, and there was a spirited on-pace effort last time. He was a little slow away, he got crossed, he chased gamely behind Germanto, but he just wasn't able to reel that horse in. Germanto giving the New Boy 5 kilos, so full credit to Germanto, take nothing away from the effort, but the New Boy was great as well. He was heavily supported in betting, it wasn't all my money, but expecting him to race well around the Moorfield Park circuit, he should lead all the way and be he'll be hard to beat. And the value bet comes up in the last, race 8, number 5, Secret Men's Business. This horse drops back in grade after finishing down the track third up. But the first two runs this campaign in similar company were quite encouraging, and I think there's a bit of overs around about the 16 to 1 mark.
Okay, Belmont, the venue for Perth racing as usual in the winter on Saturday. And Joel, both you and Winning Post's chief WA correspondent Greg Hooper are in unanimity on your liking for race 6, number 5, Cool Passion.
Yeah, I'd say probably can't favourite, but backs up from last week's run where it was heavily back from $2.60 into $2.15, I think, and was in front at the 100 and just got tired, got swamped by a couple of pretty handy horses down the outside. I think this is a little bit easier, and coming back to 1,000 should be very hard to catch. And I made the Cobbler my value bet. Race 4, number 9, drops from 58.5 to 51.5. Does have to take on the older horses, but he was placed in the WA Guineas late last year over a mile, so he should run well with that lightweight.
And earlier in the day, they are racing at a couple of venues in New Zealand, and wet tracks certainly seem to be the, I guess it's La Nina, isn't it? La Nina has struck. El Nino, goodbye. La Nina has struck, and the stewards at one of these venues, Joel, could even be just turning that dial up to 11.
Yes. Well, it's already heavy 11 at, where is it, Ellerslie? Yes. Heavy 10 at Whanganui. Well, yeah, it'll probably get to 11, no doubt. Whanganui is the main meeting, and my best bet, excuse me, is Bel Sorriso, race 7, number 4. Easy winner last start. I think can go on with the job, and my value was designated driver, race 8, number 9. Last couple of runs have been pretty good, and had no luck last start, so I think she can run well. And at Ellerslie, my best bet is Sydney Shot, race 3, number 6. Got boxed in and wasn't able to fully let down last time. It was a beaten favourite off an impressive debut win. I think he can hit back. And my value bet's in the last, Knight Court. He's got 4 duck eggs from his last 5 starts, but he likes wet ground, he likes the mile. And blinkers back on. I think he can run a cheeky race at huge odds.
Alrighty, well, that takes us out for a massive Saturday of racing. Needless to say, you've also got Friday and Sunday covered in your winning post, as well as all your favourite features. And still only $5 at your friendly newsagent. Rush out and buy it if you haven't already. Now, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, I'm not going to give you Duke of Brunswick, given that it can't possibly beat Rutiger. So I will switch. I'll still have to go against Joel with Ladbrokes Park, race 8, number 11, Battle Camp. Joel?
It's a bit tricky to find one that I'm overly keen on. But I will go Yellen, Ladbrokes Park, race 2, number 3, and you can hear from the confidence in my voice that you really want to be stepping into Yellen.
And I'm going to go with, I'm as much conviction with you, the new boy, race 6, the new boy, race 6, number 4 at Morfordville Park.
Okay, well, it was great to have everyone back. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.